Well, Educating Benefits, Part 3, wrapping it up. Hello, my name is Gary, and I'm your host. This is Military Illumination. We're a podcast for anyone who's considering, especially high school students, enlisting in the military. Or someone who's probably in the military, but considering whether or not to continue to reenlist, or family members or friends of anyone who's considering a military career. If you're just a person that just wants to learn about the military, just kind of understand the ins and outs to share with somebody who may be thinking about it, this podcast is for you. We're going to wrap it up now. We talked about the benefits of the education benefits that the military recruiters always talk about and in the brochures. We talked about earlier in part one, how was the allure? You know, we talked about the lure effect. It looks like the real thing. It moves like the real thing. It even smells like the real thing. But really, is it the real thing? No. It's a play on words. It's a play on your mind of what you're trying to achieve in a way to think that you're getting what you think you're getting. And that's basically done through the use of words and phrases that associate certain ideas or outcomes with them. We talked about the importance of knowing what you want, to reading the fine print, aligning perfectly what you want with what the benefit military is talking about. It has to be perfect because the military moves by deception. Once you make a decision, you're on the hook, so to speak. You have to do your time, right? And I mentioned to you before in my last podcast how I found out too late after I was in that I was being misled. I made it work for myself, but I lost a lot of time. So I just want to really review a lot of what we talked about. First of all, the education that you're going to be receiving is administered or through the Veterans Administration. There is a government agency that's going to be overseeing it and going through the process. You won't be dealing with the service that you enlisted in, which means that there's going to be time requirements, there's going to be delays, there's going to be paperwork, there's going to be bureaucracy, and you may not get all the funds you need right away. We talked about tuition assistance, right? First of all, they're not whatever the benefit is, it's not going to cover a four-year degree. It's not going to include room and board. It will not cover living expenses, books or materials. I went to the Veterans Administration vocational rehab because of my medical condition, right? And none of that was provided out of pocket. And because it doesn't start out right away, you'll be willing and able to pay some of your expenses before it kicks in. So a lot of it's going to be in reimbursements at government speed, if you know what I mean. Okay. A lot of times it's required for you to pay into the system, whether it's, you know, different education programs the military has, you require you to put some money into it. Okay. So it's not free. You're paying, you're going to be either paying up front or paying the backside. The challenge with that is this. It's not set with inflation. Okay. That basically means that there's a historically education cost has always gone up and it's never gone down, but it historically has always increased. So when you join the military and let's say right out of high school at 17, 18, and you're going to do your time, 8 years, I'm always saying 8 years because that's what you're on the hook for. They may do a contract, immediate contract for 3 or 4 years, but you're on the hook for 8 years. Read the fine print. So anyway, I'm going to use 8 years. So you get out of the military, you go on 18, now you're out, you're 26, 27 years old. Do you think the cost of education is going to increase by that time or decrease? Will you have enough money to cover the expenses without working another job, let alone picking up extra baggage like a family, debt, okay, like other issues, okay? Are you still going to be able to achieve your academic goals based on the education, military education benefit systems? Yeah, the military will pay for your college if you have a skill set that is needed. But you're also going to be paid there, a skill set that's needed, but you got to come in with a degree and they will reimburse it. Remember now, college degrees are $100,000 these days. No one's just going to give $100,000. Think about that. And all the high schools, think about your high school. Think about average high school in this inner city. Let's say there's 500 kids. Let's just say 250 of them decide to go in the military and get their college education paid for. Do you think the government's going to pay $100,000? They already balked at President Biden's this idea of paying for people's college education. Do you think the government is going to pay for your full ride scholarship, for your full ride tuition assistance? Okay, I'm going to answer that. You research it and you think about it. Okay, but the military recruiters want you to think that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you're a young man or young woman who's really want to go to college, but don't have the funds, there's a way for you to do it. But it doesn't have to go to the military. You just got to be willing to put in some I'm going to talk about that later on. I think education, in the episode number 13, that's what we're talking about here. Education number 13, being proactive. Okay, up to 3 years, I mentioned up to 3 years that they will pay those benefits for. They're not going to go for the whole 4 years, okay? And there's going to be a waiting period for your payout. There's going to be a waiting period. It won't come right away. So be willing and being able to sustain yourself financially while you're waiting, okay? And it's always going to be that waiting period. Always remember the inflation factor. The inflation factor is education has never gone down. It's always gone up. So the benefit that they're talking to you about, is it present benefit or future benefits? Okay, look for that clause. Are they going to pay for the college at the time of you get out, whatever the cost will be? Or is it the present level? Something to think about. My story, I think I mentioned my story, is that I'm in a military event. I mean, I got an honorable discharge. I mean, if it hadn't been for my friend's situation with the Marshall National Guard, we wouldn't be here. But what it happened, what it did for me, it eliminated all the issues that I had thought was isolated just for me. But now I realize it's what the military does. It's what our government does. It's what the Department of Defense does. It's just who they are. If I hadn't taken some classes here and there in the military, I wouldn't have had enough education behind me for them to pay for my college. Because they were only on paper for 3 years. And I already had enough just to meet that. Had just enough for my associates a year and then 2 years for my undergraduate degree. It's real. I'm not saying don't join the military. I'm not saying the military is bad. We need it. And if you looked up to me, I would vote for Trent. I would vote for every person out of high school, compulsory, serving 1 or 2 years, straight up. Get rid of the thing about being in the military and the careers. Just go straight up. This is the military. This is what we are. You are ours. You're meat. And we're going to have you for dinner. Okay? But what I am saying is this. Don't buy into it. Don't swallow it hook, line, and sinker. Be willing to spit out that hook and move on. Swim away. Right? Be willing to look at what you want. And if it's not there, walk away. Can you do that? Can you tell that recruiter no? I'm telling you, he's going to be like Piranha. Here, what's a dog with a dog toy. My dog, he bite that toy and just yanking it around and swirling around. You ain't getting that dog. That's how these recruiters are. Once they got you into their sights, once they got you their meat hooks into you, it's a death grip. Why? Because their career depends on it. Okay? Yeah. You're taking food out of their baby's mouth if you say no. Their career depends on them getting people in. So I want to thank you. This is the wrapping up the education benefits. The next one, episode 13, we're going to be talking about education solution and options. So being proactive. You can do it. You know, if you want to get your college degree, you can do it. There's plenty of companies. I'm getting into it. Come back later and I'll tell you what you can do and how to make that happen. Until next time, turn the lights on, go on the computer, looking at facts, fact checking everything the military says, and talk to people who've been in the military, not just the ones who retired. They're the ones that made it out alive. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.